In Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama, in a nationwide address tonight, called for action against Syria for its use of chemical weapons against its own people. Though he also said he's asked Congress to delay a vote on possible military action while diplomatic options are pursued. The president said that images and videos of men, women, and children sickened by the attacks convinced him the U.S. cannot ignore what is happening in Syria. He said even a limited U.S. action would send a clear message, both the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, and others who might consider using chemical weapons.
The purpose of this strike would be to deter Assad from using chemical weapons, to degrade his regime's ability to use them, and to make clear to the world that we will not tolerate their use.
The president said while he prefers a peaceful solution, he has ordered the U.S. military to maintain its position if diplomacy fails. In a Times impassioned address to Congress and the American people, Obama again promised there will be no American boots on the ground in Syria. The Director of National Intelligence has declassified a series of documents showing government agencies have exceeded their legal authority when they search a database of telephone calls. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the documents indicate a special intelligence court ordered the agencies to correct the mistake.
The documents include formerly classified legal opinions from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. They show that back in 2009, the National Security Agency violated its own rules, which greatly restrict how analysts can search a database of most Americans' phone records. The NSA says it pointed out the mistakes to the court and then fixed the problem. But the documents show the agency had difficulty managing the complicated surveillance system that was exposed by former government contractor Edward Snowden. The documents also show NSA analysts shared the secret information much more widely than they're supposed to. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average announced it is swapping Bank of America for Goldman Sachs and replacing Hewlett-Packard and Alcoa in a six-company shakeup that's among the largest for the indices in years. S&P Dow Jones says it will replace HP with Visa and Alcoa with sneaker maker Nike. S&P Index Committee Chair David Blitzer says the change is not expected to result in any significant moves for the index.
The index will not bump up or down as a result because the divisor will be adjusted so that the transition will be smooth.
Changes are due to take effect at the start of trading September 23rd. A small committee in charge of deciding what corporate stocks will be covered by the 30-stock index made the decision. Stocks moved higher today with the broad market on track for its sixth straight upward session. Traders apparently heartened by a possible alternative to military action against Syria, as well as some good economic news coming out of China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 127 points to end the day at 15,191. The Nasdaq climbed 22 points to close at 3729. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 12 points, ending the day at 1683. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. On the anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks tomorrow, thousands of volunteers are expected to mark the event by conducting good deeds. Wednesday's anniversary of the attack that claimed nearly 3,000 lives was marked in 2009 as National Day of Service and Remembrance. Among the events planned, meetings at firehouses and academies in New York, Dallas, and Washington, D.C. to honor first responders who lost their lives as a result of the attack. President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, and others will gather on the South Lawn of the White House tomorrow to remember the attacks 12 years ago. Congress today bestowed its highest civilian honor posthumously to the young victims of a deadly Alabama church bombing from the Civil Rights era. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair, Carol Robertson, and Cynthia Wesley are named on a congressional gold medal.
The honor comes 50 years after the black girls were killed by a Ku Klux Klan bomb at Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church, targeted because of its role in the civil rights movement. At a Capitol ceremony, House Speaker John Boehner choked back tears presenting the award.
The United States Mint, authorized by an act of Congress, has struck in the name of the American people a gold medal to commemorate the lives of Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair, Carol Robertson, and Cynthia Wesley. May we serve their memories with love and honor.
The Birmingham church bombing is considered a turning point that galvanized support for the Civil Rights Act. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Not since the 1920s, shortly before the Great Depression, has the difference between the wealthiest Americans and the rest of the nation been so stark. A new study says the top 1% of U.S. earners collected 19.3% of all household income last year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.